It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week's guest is Steve Mercer, Vice President of Communication with U.S. Wheat Associates Incorporated. And Steve, this week we're going to be talking about marketing and exports and what exactly they mean for Nebraska wheat producers here.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, there's no doubt that exports are really in many ways the price determinant at the farm gate for U.S. producers. We use about half the wheat we grow every year in the United States, and then we've got half available for exports. So our domestic market isn't growing all that much, so we do rely on those export markets. And, you know, there's some good news with the hardwood winter wheat. After a couple years ago, our exports last year really doubled up to a pretty decent level. And then they've stayed just about at that level again this year. And it looks like, you know, with the quality of the wheat and the demand in the world, looks like we're on that steady track right now. That's good news. We've got a lot of wheat to clear out. The maybe not so good news is that we still have the strong U.S. dollar, and most important, we still have a very, very large world wheat supply that's putting pressure on those prices. So U.S. wheat is really the farmer's independent voice around the world, working literally day and night in different offices to try and promote U.S. wheat and specifically hardwood winter wheat for your folks that are listening.
And Steve, when you talk about exports, I know there's been a lot of discussion around the 2018 Farm Bill and what can be done there for wheat farmers.
Yep, absolutely. You know, when we look at the world market, we realize that U.S. wheat is never, rarely, the least cost wheat in the world. You look at a growing supply of wheat from Russia, for example, really producing a lot of wheat, but the quality is not so good. They're doing well in markets where price is really critical point for the buyers, so the Middle East and other places where governments are buying wheat to feed the people. We're looking at markets that are growing in terms of the value, in the value of quality wheat that we produce. You know, a good example of that last year is that Canada and Russia roughly exported about the same amount of wheat as U.S. wheat, but the value of the wheat that we exported was almost $1 billion more than those other sources. So it does make a huge difference. And we use not only producer dollars from the state wheat commissions, but also funding from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. And what we're seeing over the past several years is the amount of funding that's able to come from that federal level is eroding. And so, along with a number of other organizations, we're working hard to tell the story that how critical exports are, and that funding for these programs that really have not changed since 2006 need to increase in the next Farm Bill. And the reason is because the global food demand is growing quickly. We're being outspent by competitors. And, you know, frankly, we're a little more vulnerable because we haven't been active in free trade agreements. So that's some of the reasons why we're advocating, along with a number of other organizations, increased funding for these export programs.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Mercer, Vice President of Communications for U.S. Wheat Associates Incorporated, with this week's Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.